Sweden is a very interesting country because there is a high level of innovation. So you will find a lot of stocks in the industrials or in the IT sectors, which are having high growth potential. So we are having, for example...
Willkommen zum Podcast Tanz der Börsenmärkte mit Thorsten Mohr, Norbert Görlitz und mein Name ist Benjamin Markmann. Heute wird's spannend. Wir greifen uns nämlich die Sternchen, die Stars Europas. Als Gast ist Julien Bernier, ein Portfolio-Manager mit über 20 Jahren Berufserfahrung aus dem Hause Shaheen Capital bei uns im Podcast. Ja, es ist einfach eine unglaubliche Story, muss man fast schon sagen. Der Portfolio-Manager Julien ist ursprünglich eigentlich Mathematiker. Und Shaheen Capital war ursprünglich eine Art Mini-Bloomberg, eine Finanz-News-Plattform für Global International Investors als Tool verfügbar. Und die Geschichte hat 1998 begonnen, ist dann 2004 weiterhin praktisch zu einem Investmenthause entwickelt. Und das waren nur drei Personen, Julia Bernier, Dr. Jacques Shaheen und ein weiterer Mitarbeiter. Die sind mit 40 Millionen Euro Asset Under Management 2004 am Markt aktiv gewesen und heute verwalten sie über 1,8 Milliarden Euro. Es ist spannend. Bleibt dran, wir steigen direkt mal rein und sprechen über deren Fonds Digital Fund Stars Europe, in dem wir auch mit investiert sind mit unserem Agentum Performance Navigator. Direkt rein in die Themen mit uns.
Thank you for joining our podcast, Tanz der Börsenmärkte. My first question is, what is Julien doing out of the financial bubble?
Yes. So I'm Julien Bernier. I'm the chief investment officer of Shaheen Capital since a relatively long time. In fact, I'm managing the fund Digital Stars Europe since 20 years now. So long time ago, I started my career not as a portfolio manager, but more involved in financial information. In fact, I'm a quant guy. I first studied mathematics and signal treatment, and then I moved to the finance space during an MBA. And when I started with Dr. Shaheen, which is the founder of Shaheen Capital, we were mainly developing a financial information business. Jacques Shaheen first created a kind of mini Bloomberg called JCF Quant. That started with estimates, but that became a global database for investors or for financial analysts. And I started on that part. So we are collecting data and providing that to investors. And in fact, starting 1998, we created a first fund. And the goal at that time was not necessarily to raise money, that was just to prove to the clients of a financial platform that we were aware of all the needs they were having in terms of stock selection, but also in terms of controlling, monitoring a portfolio. So we've seen in a first step the management of Digital Stars Europe as a marketing tool to promote the financial information platform. That's what we did until 2004. And in 2004, I started to be in charge to manage the fund since 2001, but in 2004, we sold the company, the financial information company, to FactSet Research, which was a big US player in the space of the financial information world. So Mr. Shaheen proposed to me just to keep this marginal activity that we were running to promote the platform and to develop it from Luxembourg. So in 2004, I left Paris, the big city, and I joined Luxembourg, a smaller city, a bit cold, but that was fine for me because that was a great challenge to create a management company and to develop it. And it's really from 2004 that we developed the assets, that we raised money, that we developed also the fund range, starting with the first fund, Digital Stars Europe, launched in 1998, but creating new funds also like the XUK fund in 2006. You know, in 2004, we were just managing 30 million. So we were really, really small. And we were just three guys in a small office. And starting from that, we progressively grow until 2008, more complicated period, of course, but again in 2010 and so on. And currently, we are much bigger than we were, of course. We are managing 1.8 billion, so we grew a lot. We are having a complete fund range with five long-only funds. one long-short equity market neutral. But we kept our DNA, which is a quantitative, systematic DNA, developing models, using data. As I explained to you, we are coming from data, and we kept that. So quite happy. If someone would have told me in 2004 that we would be managing so much and with such a success, I would have told him, "You're crazy. we are a small team, and we are doing the best we can, but we are not planning to reach such an amount." But quite happy with what we achieved, knowing that we are having funds which had very good performances. Of course, that's keep in mind it's long only products, which is having a certain risk, of course, and which are designed for investment on 5 years. But just one number which explain why we had this success. That's what we achieved on the last 23 years, more than 10% of annualized performance for the fund Digital Stars Europe. Yeah.
Just one question. On the way to today, I mean, you said it, you were very small, yeah, just you started with 30 millions. What was the biggest challenge on this way to today, yeah, to 1 point or more billion asset under management?
I think that you have to reach certain level to attract new investors. When we were just managing 30 million, of course, we cannot go and see big investor, big institutional clients. We have to stay with middle-sized players. And when we reach 50 million, we were attracting new players, and then 100 million attracting new players. That's one issue that we had, that some people are not considering your fund if you are too small. Of course. Another issue was our name. We were not so known as Shane Capital. So the only thing that we were having was our performance. So we had to have very good performances to attract, and we cannot build on a story. We had to credibilize what we are doing by real performances. And of course, when you are facing periods like 2008, 2009, beginning of 2009 with Lehman crisis, like 2011, it's more complicated to raise money. So money has been raised a little bit step by steps when we were in a good market environment with good performances. But yeah, that's long term. You are seeding during a certain period, and when everything is fine, here the plants are growing somewhere, and you are having new investors joining the funds.
What is Julian doing when he's not analyzing balance sheets and doing investment decisions? What is Julian doing? Running or swimming or doing triathlon, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm cycling a lot. In fact, I'm cycling a lot, and I'm also having four little daughters. I'm the father of two set of twins. Twin girls, so it's taking me a lot of time, to be honest. But I like to cycle. I like to run. I'm living in a small village close to Luxembourg City, in a very nice area with a lot of forest, and I like to go to be in the nature and to enjoy that. Yeah, so I'm not always focused on my screen, having a look at my numbers, analyzing the earnings estimates and this kind of things. Of course, when it's the weekend, I'm doing completely something else.
Find your balance in nature.
And yes. Now you and your team and Shane, yeah, you're entering Germany. I think from my perspective, it's quite a tough market because Germans are quite specific. They want to keep their money. They want to save their money. You have to convince them. It's a bit different than an American customer, I would say. American customer are much more, you know, enthusiastic, but Germans, you have to struggle a bit to convince them about when you have them. So how did you arrive in Germany? So you now entered this year Germany?
Yeah, so in fact, we are active in Germany since September 2020 with Boris that joined the team and which is based in our Frankfurt office. And we've been very successful in Germany. We raised since 1 year, a little bit more than 110 million euros. So very happy that has been raised with institutional clients, but also private banks, family office, wealth manager. So a little bit everywhere. I think that we are having good products for German clients because the way we manage is very objective by having a quantitative way to manage. Everything is defined by the model. There is a rigor and German clients want to understand in what they are investing. They don't want that I'm telling them sorry. They want processes. And that's what we're having. So I think that we're having the right tool for Germany. And the success that we had is proving this, I would say. Of course, that's very special years, 2020 to 2021, because market was up. That was very favorable for process, which is based on momentum, so trend follower, and we found nice trends, for example, on the semiconductors, on shipping during the health crisis, on the blue diagnostics and so on, that pushed our performance at very high level. So we were also in a very, very favorable environment. But on top of that, Germany has been one of our most successful country during the year 2020 and 2021. Thanks, Boris. And I think that's also related to the German philosophy of investment, that things have to be perfectly defined. People have to understand in what they are investing.
Julian, maybe we can enter a little bit our target area, Europe. Good old Europe in former times was considered from many people as a kind of boring area to invest. Most people looked at Asia, they looked at US, of course, having the biggest increases of profits. What has happened the last 2 years, which you just indicated have been very successful in Europe? What has changed and how do you see the perspective of Europe, especially also in disruptive technologies, which are giving direction to our world development? Where do you see the thrilling stories in Europe and the area itself? That would be interesting because we are talking about your fund, Europe.
Yes, effectively, we are mainly managing European funds. Two bigger funds are in the European space. So first, Europe is having a more cyclical profile than US and Asia. If you're having a look at the sector breakdown in Europe, it's more focused on the industrials, for example. So if you want to play the recovery of the economy, Europe is a good bet. You are finding plenty of industrials, plenty of basic materials company in the, for example, in the steel industry. You are also finding nice shipping company like Hapag-Lloyd that is announcing today very good results. You probably see that this morning.
So in Hapag-Lloyd, by the way.
okay. We are invested in it. We played the shipping theme. So great. If you want to play, in fact, the recovery of the economy, Europe is a good area to play that. And if you're having a look at the expected growth in Italy, in France, for example, it's relatively high. So that's a good bet for that. If you want to play the future, in fact, as you say, disruptive technology, if you want to play the stocks of tomorrow, Europe has to be played, but in the small and mid-cap space, clearly. Because in the large cap space, there are almost no IT companies, just few of them. So ASML, STMicroelectronics, but there are not so much. But if you are going in the small and mid-cap space, you will find plenty of very interesting company. That's the case for you in Germany. A stock like HelloFresh was our best performer 2020. We benefited from this company. So when managing Europe, we are considering an investment universe which is composed of small, mid, and large caps. Not only the blue chips, which are more mature and that lost this capacity to grow and to surprise positively the investors. So to find star company, our fund is called Digital Star Europe because it's searching star company, you have to go in the small and mid-cap space, and here you will have capacity to pick stock and to find stocks of tomorrow. So don't restrict yourselves to the large cap in Europe.
In which areas in Europe do you mainly find these small caps, which are trendsetters in these industries, apart from Germany?
So, a little bit everywhere, but currently, mainly in the Nordic country, we're having 24% exposure to Nordics. That's mainly Sweden. Sweden is a very interesting country because there is a high level of innovation. So you will find a lot of stocks in the industrials or in the IT sectors, which are having high growth potential. So we are having, for example, in the portfolio company like Nib Industrie in the heat pumps, heating solution. We are having company in the healthcare equipment like Getinge in Sweden that achieved very good performances. Stars Europe in 2021 is currently displaying plus 32% of performance. So that's a great performance due to the raise of the market. Of course, past performance is not indicative of future returns. Keep that in mind. But Sweden alone is plus 42%, or Swedish stock did plus 42%. So they did very well. And recently, we picked also a lot of stocks in Italy. Italy is doing a nice recovery. We benefited from that. That's industrials, but also some banks, regional banks, banks which are benefiting from higher rates and that had nice performances. Draghi is doing a good job to reform the country, and Italy seems to benefit from that. But that can be everywhere, to be honest. Currently, that's mainly Nordics, Italy. But in the future, I can go in an other direction, of course.
I would like to ask you some question in German, if it's okay for you. You can answer in English, but I would like to say some questions in German. Is it okay for you?
Ja, kein Problem für mich. Ich spreche auch ein bisschen Deutsch, so ich kann probieren. Ich werde wahrscheinlich auf Englisch antworten, weil mein Deutsch ist nicht perfekt, aber
das hört dich aber sehr schön. Ich finde es super. Dein Akzent ist toll. Finde ich klasse.
Hat so diesen charmanten französischen Akzent. Ne?
Da muss ich sofort an Paris denken. Ich war ja dieses Jahr in Paris. Also würde ich gleich wieder.
Ach, du bist gereist. Also eine Hauptfrage, du hast ja einige, oder Sie haben ja einige schon beantwortet in den vorherigen Fragen. Und zwar eine Frage ist halt, welcher Sektor oder welcher spezielle Sektor hat bei Ihnen im Fonds den stärksten Einfluss gehabt, also die größte Performance gebracht und ist in den letzten 12 Monaten der Haupttreiber für die gute Wertentwicklung des Fonds gewesen. Gibt es da einen Sektor, der besonders herausragt?
Yes, I would answer semiconductors. That's the best sectors we had since now 1 year. Semiconductors are benefiting from two things. Of course, the recovery of the economy, the supply shortage, and supply shortage is due also to the increased need of digitalization. In fact, the long-term story of investment during the last 4 years was the digitalization of the economy. And semiconductors are benefiting from that. So our biggest weight currently is ASM International, which is providing processes, process equipment for the semiconductor industry, and it's fully benefiting from the semiconductor need, which is increasing again and again, and achieved very good performance. So I would answer first semiconductors. Then there have been some sector niches that did very well recently. I'm thinking logistic shipping. We spoke about Hapag-Lloyd, but we are also having MPC container and stocks. Also, the various posts did well, like PostNL, like Österreichische Post of Deutsch. That was fine also. In fact, if I would have to summarize my funds currently, I would say that I'm exposed to the two ends of the market. Very cyclical company that are benefiting from the recovery of the economy. So you can pick them in the shipping area, in some industries, in some banks also, like Italian banks. And on the other ends of the market, the stocks benefiting from the digitalization of the economy. And here you can have internet retail, you can have semiconductors. Knowing that semiconductors are also cyclicals, so they are benefiting from both recovery of the economy and digitalization of the economy, which is really the long-term story. In 2020, that was something else with the health crisis, of course. That was more focused at the beginning in health equipment, blue diagnostics, and then we moved to the internet retail space with stocks like HelloFresh. But since November 2020, we're observing more cyclical trends, and we've gone more in the industrial space and also in the semiconductors, which have been increased in the portfolio, and shipping logistic.
Gibt es ein, zwei Unternehmen, wo Sie sagen, die haben in Ihren Augen in den nächsten Monaten das größte Potenzial? Ich meine, es vielleicht geht in Richtung ein bisschen Geheimtipp, aber was glauben Sie oder was könnten Ihre Entdeckungen sein, die die größte Outperformance bieten können? Vielleicht auch nicht gerade Mainstream sind, vielleicht Fonds bzw. Aktien, die im Markt noch nicht so besprochen sind. Gibt es da etwas, was Sie auf dem Radar haben?
Yeah, naturally. So I would say ISM International for sure. That's a very, very nice bet to play the semiconductor run. And if you want another name, which is smaller, a little bit more original, and that has nothing to do with a certain sector trend, completely different. As I'm doing bicycle, I would say MIPS. That's it's a Swedish company which is doing brain protection for helmets. If you are taking your bicycle helmet, you are having this red, yellow disc with MIPS written. So that's a typical star, a company in a business which is very original. They are one of the only one to do this, and they are having this capacity to surprise positively again and again. Of course, they are benefiting from the trend that we are observing on cycle, on bicycle. You probably observe that if you want today to buy a bicycle, you have to wait 1 year, and that more and more people are cycling, and MIPS is a nice pick for me. That's the typical star.
Ist MIPS denn noch so ein Geheimtipp? Die haben in den letzten 12 Monaten, ich glaube, über fast 200% gemacht. Die sind ja schon extrem gewachsen. Ist da noch so viel Luft nach oben?
Yes, but it's a bit like we are working at Chain Capital as we are a trend follower. We are always following the trend. So until the trend is not broken, we are staying in a stock. And what we observed in the past is that a stock that grew 100% can continue to grow like that again and again. For example, ISM International, we booked it in April 2019. So long time ago.
Early stage.
Early stage. But there was a trend. There was a significant trend on it. Now, their share price is 6 times what it was. And we're keeping that because the earnings estimates are continuing to be revised up and up and up. And MIPS, there is still a strong trend, not only on the share price, but also on the earnings estimates. So still, I continue to keep it in the portfolio. If you want a cheaper company, but also with a nice trend, in Germany, I would say Wacker Chemie. That's a very good company. So silicones, polymer, that's cyclical. So it's benefiting from the recovery, and it's not too expensive in terms of.
I have just one question. You said you're focused on being very early in trends. And now we see a very, very big trend, and this is the cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency, the blockchain technologies. Are you also focusing on mining companies or blockchain technology companies?
No, not yet, to be honest. And it's not necessarily something that I'm able to interpret correctly and to fully understand. So I prefer to stay away from that. And we did not observe stock in Europe, which are related to cryptocurrency and that appear in our radar and that could have been picked in my portfolio. But I'm probably too old for that, and a bit cautious on the cryptocurrency. So we are staying with very standard companies.
Eine Frage habe ich noch zu Ihrem Fonds, und zwar, Sie haben ja eine richtige Erfolgsgeschichte hingelegt in den letzten Jahren. Jetzt haben Sie ein Fondsvolumen von circa 1 Milliarde Euro, ein bisschen drüber, glaube ich, aktuell. Gibt es irgendwie, the sky is the limit, kann man ja vielleicht nicht sagen, aber vielleicht gibt es irgendwo einen Deckel, dass Sie sagen, bis zu einer Größenordnung, wo auch immer, kann ich den Fonds managen und dann ist er nicht mehr handelbar. Würden Sie den Fonds closen, wenn es zu viel Volumen geben würde?
Yeah, effectively, we cannot be too big because we are an all-cap player. We are also selecting small and mid-caps because that's there that stocks are having this high capacity to surprise positively. So we cannot be a 10 billion fund for sure. And the limit that we decided internally is at 3 billion for a fund like Stars Europe. At 3 billion, we can continue to invest everywhere without too much liquidity issue. We don't have to restrict the type of company that we are picking. And what we will probably do when reaching this 3 billion is what we are calling soft close. That means that it will be closed for new investors, but for the existing investors, they will be able to trade the fund, so to buy or to sell. So we will not restrict their way to invest in our fund, but we will not try to raise money for new with new investors. Yeah, 3 billion. That's the limit based on the research that we did, based on the backtesting that we did, and knowing the type of stocks that we are picking in the fund.
Ich habe nochmal eine kleine Frage, und zwar Sie sagten ja auch, dass Sie in der Finanzkrise ja auch schon sehr aktiv waren. Gibt es für Sie die Möglichkeit, auch größere Cashbestände aufzubauen in Ihrem Fonds? Der Fonds wird ja sehr aktiv gemanagt von Ihnen. Sie reagieren auf Märkte. Ist es auch eine Option für Sie zu sagen, wir gehen für eine gewisse Zeit mit größeren Cashbeständen durch die Marktsituation, warten ab? Beispielsweise letztes Jahr, Corona war ja auch so ein Härtetest für viele Fondsmanager. Können Sie das? Machen Sie das?
No, in fact, we are long-only products, so always 100% exposed to the equity market. So we are never holding cash. What we are doing when the market is going down, of course, as we are trend follower, we'll introduce more and more defensive stocks. But in any case, we'll be 100% exposed to the equity market. That has been the case in years like 2008 or 2011 or 2018, which were down for us. Of course, we are managing equity, so we have also we will have negative performance when the market is going down. goal is to is mainly to outperform, not necessarily to produce always a positive performance. I cannot say that we are a long only equity. And it's due also to the type of investors we are having. All investors want an equity allocation when picking our stock. Yeah. They don't want us to do market timing. And to be honest, we are quant, we are doing stock picking. We know how to do that with Momentum Tool, but market timing is something else. That's something on which we don't have an effective quantitative model. So we prefer to let our client decide the asset allocation and the portion of cash they want for their clients.
Naja, der Erfolg gibt Ihnen ja recht. Sie sind ja wirklich ein Top-Performer. Also dementsprechend funktioniert das Konzept ja auch gut.
Yeah, but as I said, that's long-term investment when you are choosing Stars Europe. That's equity product, same type of volatility than the equity market. So there can be some drawdown, there will be some drawdown, but our goal is to limit them as much as we can, and to be able to recover as fast as we can these various drawdowns. And based on the 23 years of track record, that's what we achieved.
Julian, one word which is part of many discussions nowadays, also with our customers, is the word inflation. This drives our perspectives in future more than we have expected maybe 1 or 2 years ago. And of course, many of our customers ask us, what is your strategy? What is your plan when inflation stays like this? What if interest rates will be increased? How will your fund react in the current structure to inflation? And what is your maneuver against it? How do you secure the structure of the fund?
Mm-hmm. So as we are using trend following criteria, we are always going in the direction of the market. So if the market is adjusting itself to higher inflation, we'll go in this direction. The issue for us is when the market environment is suddenly changing, like it happened effectively in September. Because before, we were focused on the Delta variant. We were thinking, will the recovery be achieved or not? And there was not this fear of inflation. Interest rates were very low. And the fact that the market environment suddenly changed in September was a negative thing in a first step for us. Of course, we had the month of September with minus 4.9%. We are not really prepared for that. But as always, our fund then is influenced by what happened on the market. And during the rebalancing that occurred in October, we saw some companies being introduced due to this, and that could have good performances in an inflation environment. So I picked stock in the energy space, I picked stock in the basic materials, including chemicals. I picked also stock in the banks. So the fund is starting to adjust itself. It takes time to adjust. It's not a question to adjust yourself just in one rebalancing, so from one day to another. So could take 2 months, 3 months, if effectively the interest rates are continuing to go up and the fears of inflation are still there, but the fund will adjust itself. And in October, we did a plus 5.1% for the fund Digital Stars Europe. So we fully recovered the months of September, starting also a very good month of November. But effectively, or signals or trend following signals have been influenced by this inflation fear. So a little bit like for a company, we'll never be the first to invest, we'll never anticipate, we're following the trend, but if there is a strong trend, like it seems to be the case today with inflation, we are following it and we are amplifying it.
So financials in Europe are a good bet on this scenario.
Banks, I would say. That's mainly banks, which are the most cyclical and that could benefit from an interest rate curve, which is a little bit more not as flat as it was.
Yeah. Okay, good answer. Thank you very much.
Julian, you said, I mean, your title of your fund is very, it's just a direct message. In Germany, we would say der Name ist Programm. Yeah, you want to find the stars of tomorrow. But what's very interesting from the point of view of our clients or someone who wants to invest is just, what is your recipe? What is the method? Yeah, are there specific indicators where you look at when you invest in companies and sectors? What is like the 1, 2, 3 points? Would you say this must be checked, and then you start to invest or?
Yeah. So in fact, we are what we are calling a momentum player. It means a trend catcher. And the trends that we are observing are either on price or on earnings estimates. What we are trying to pick is a stock that surprised very positively, but the surprise has not been fully assimilated by the investor. And to do that, we are starting from a vast investment universe. 1,700 companies are screened for Stars Europe. And we are measuring the strength of the price trend or the strength of the earnings revision, earnings estimates revision. And we'll pick a stock if there is effectively a regular and very strong price trend, price relative trend, compared with its long-term behavior. So it had a certain behavior, a certain degree of volatility, and the share price increase that we recently observed on the stock cannot just be explained by this volatility. And that's when we will pick the stock and integrate it. Or we are also investing in stocks for which suddenly all the financial analysts, which are providing estimates for all the stocks listed in Europe, are revising up these estimates for the current year. So currently the estimated earning per share for 2021, but also for the next year, 2022. And that's when we will integrate the stock or pre-select the stock. As portfolio manager, it's not just pushing a mouse button, checking the signals on the investment universe and then directly integrating the company. So as I told you, our goal is to pick a stock which is having an uptrend, very strong trend based on price or on earnings estimates. But this trend should be explainable by the recurrent activity of the company. It should not be a one-time event due to a bid on one company or an incredible contract. That should be something that can be reproduced in the future. So once I'm having my pre-selected company based on my trend signals, I'm studying the news flow of this company to understand the reason of this trend and know if it can be reproduced in the future or not. If it's the case, the stock will be integrated, and if not, I'm deleting it from the selection and having a look at the next one. We are buying the strongest trend and we are selling the worst trend. So in fact, the strongest trend in our investment universe will replace the worst trend in our portfolio. And like that, we are doing a rotation of 1/10 of our portfolio on a monthly basis. So it's completely different from a standard fundamental portfolio manager that will tell you this stock is undervalued, there is this capacity of increase, this potential of increase for that company. I'm not doing that. I'm having a look at trend, picking the strongest trend, hoping that the reason generating this trend has not been fully assimilated by investors, and also benefiting from the fact that this company that surprised very positively has a greater chance to continue to surprise again and again positively. That's what we are doing with this digital star process, and effectively star mean, these companies which are able to surprise positively again and again, not necessarily an undervalued company.
I mean, your type of analyzing or your method, and in the end, your performance, is quite, the evidence of your hard work and that the functionality. I find it always very interesting because, that's why I asked about the recipe or the method, because every analyst, every portfolio manager has its own type of how to analyze which method, because we had a very sophisticated and portfolio manager from Fira Capital. He's kind of a coryphée for the emerging markets, Stefan Böttcher, and he has a recipe. He wants to go directly to travel into the country, to Vietnam, to the company, and wants to have a direct conversation with the management. This is like the other side. No?
But in the end, we are completely opposite to
that. No, but in the end, the performance is the evidence, I would say, and I find it always very interesting to have your point of view of recipe and his point of view of recipe, and we have ours as well. So
of course, everybody is different, and it's good also to combine the different types of methods, the different funds, but we are a specialist in quantitative asset management. I'm never meeting the board of the company. I'm having a well-diversified portfolio also. In Digital Stars Europe, you are having 170 companies, and there is no when I'm picking a stock, I'm not having strong. I'm not 100% necessarily 100% convinced by the stock that I will pick, but I know that having a well-diversified portfolio picked with our investment process will allow me to have few stars that will strongly outperform and bring performances better than the benchmark. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, in the end, it's diversification. With our fund as well, the Performance Navigator, and you have, we call our fund he's the crisis fighter. Uh-huh. That's why we have kind of similarities, because we are also quite, if we compare you with your past, so we have kind of similarity in the historical point of view. And we are also shaking the many crises with our Performance Navigator. Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much for your deep insights.
My pleasure. Yes, of course.
One last question, if I may.
Of course.
Julian, will we have a continued bulls run until year's end? Yes or no?
I would say no. I would be relatively cautious for this this end of year. It's true that currently there is not so much alternative to equities, Tina, would be relatively cautious due effectively to inflation fears, to probably higher rates. Market is not so expensive. So on the middle long term, we are remaining relatively optimistic.
Clear message. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you a lot.
That was a very interesting talk. I mean, the time flew by. So really interesting. It was great to have you on this podcast with us. And I hope once in a while we can have another reason to talk about your fund.
Naturally.
Welcome you as a guest again. So thank you very much. And have a great weekend in Luxembourg. Have you a nice bicycling.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bye-bye. Ciao.